Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, that's right. It's time for another great show we got in store for you here. Time to kick off the boots and hang your hat. Sit back on the ranch for with us for the next hour. You're listening to the Back on the Ranch show on Making8.com. I'm your host, Scott Masick. We're going to bring it to you, all the action here coming up momentarily. But before we do, let's get a word from one of our good friends, old Rob Smets.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there or be square.
Oh, that's right. Welcome back, radio fans, and you are listening to Back on the Ranch Show. We're going to sit back with you for the next hour or so, talk some bull riding, talk some rodeo action with you right here, the fans. Now, if you want to call in, you got to give us a call, 646-915-9940, and make sure you push the 1 button if you want to talk with us. We got some great guests here looking to call into the show tonight. We're hoping to get him on board with us here momentarily, and we're going to sit back and talk about some of the upcoming events. Now, I did get a chance to talk with old Ross Hill later earlier this week, and he is working on getting his shows put back together. So there's an announcement for y'all. Making 8 is getting ready to broadcast the Ross Hill Hour coming up here before too long. So y'all stay tuned and get ready to get a grip with old Ross Hill again. I know he's got a lot of great shows in store for you. A lot of great action from this summer. Been out rodeoing, meeting some good contacts, and he has got a lineup for you. So y'all stay tuned to Making 8. Now, also, on that note, when we're done with our Back on the Ranch show tonight, y'all have got to go back out to our radio page. Go on down to the True Cowboy Radio link. Click on that. You got to get over and listen to their show. They are based out of Nashville. Of course, PBR was in Nashville earlier this week, this past weekend. So we know that True Cowboy Radio actually had a chance. Old Jennifer Seward was able to get out and meet with some of the contestants. They've got some great interviews coming up with some great bull riding athletes. Some of the guys that you saw on tour this past weekend were out there, and Jennifer Seward had an opportunity to sit down with some of them. So y'all make sure to get over to True Cowboy Radio, and y'all can check them out right there right after our show coming up at 10 o'clock Eastern time. So y'all don't miss out on that. Now, I will tell you, Making 8 is going to be out in full force this weekend. We're going to be out Friday afternoon. Heading up to Brandon, Florida, at the Crosstown Arena looking to hit out the Remington Rustock. Now, we're going to be out there setting up, broadcasting it live video on MakingA.com. So y'all can get over to the TV section, check us out. Be a great opportunity for y'all to sit back, watch a good bull ride, see some of the up-and-coming stars that are going to be out here, you know, around the Florida parts. Going to see some great bulls down there as well. I heard the bulls have been really bucking real well down there at the Crosstown. So we look forward to getting back out there. It's been about a year since we've been there, so this is going to be a good opportunity for us to get back in the swing of things and work on our video upgrades. You know, got to let you know. You know, it's only our third broadcast that we're doing, so who knows what we're going to run into. It's live. It's unedited. It's going to be fun. So y'all make sure to stay tuned to Making 8. Show's going to start Friday night. I believe it's going to be about 7:30 is where we're going to kick things off. So y'all get a grip and get ready. It's going to be a great little show. So we are going to take a little short break, hoping to get some callers on the line, 646-915-9940. If you just want to tune in online, that's fine. Just hang out there with us. If you want to talk with us, got a question or comment, you want to sit back, talk a little rodeo, make sure you push the 1 on your phone so that way we know you're looking to call and talk with us. So y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. You're listening to MakingA.com. We're back on the ranch.
Professional bullfighter, 2008 world champion, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're listening to Making8.com, so get a grip.
Oh, that's right. We had to break out a little Luke Kaufman there for you. Hopefully your fans enjoyed it. Get you in the bull riding mood. I know we sure are. You know, I had a great weekend this weekend. Got to sit back and actually watch a little bull riding right here in my local hometown of Myakka City. Southern States put on a little event down here, and we had Vic Scarborough right down here in Myakka City put on a great little bull ride and was able to watch some good bull riders. They had Wagner Luciano, of course, has been on tour this year with the Bill Ford Tough Series, and was able to watch him a little bit. Actually won the event down there this weekend. You know, the guy sure can win it when he's out there competing, and he doesn't have the pressure of all the big bucks on the line. Now, I will tell you, Wagner's due for a win. He's due to start covering some bulls up there in the Bill Ford Tough Series. And rest assured, you will see it. There's no doubt. Wagner, great Brazilian cowboy, won the 2009 SSBR Championship last year, won a whole pile of money this year on the you know, the PBR tours and their touring pro division. You know, just unfortunate he's not been able to cover, you know, on the Bill Ford Tough Series. But it's coming, Rodeo Fancy. Y'all stay tuned. They also have one of the best up-and-comers I've seen down here. This guy is on fire. Austin Gross. This guy turned out his first 91-point ride just a couple weeks ago in Port Charlotte and turned out finished second in the event down there in Myakka City last night or Saturday night. Had himself a great little bull ride, and it was real exciting to watch. Had some great cowboys down there, but also had some great bulls. You know, they had Jamie Randant, Chris Stewart down there, Peace River Rodeo, and those guys really turned it on a notch. It is hot as all get out down here in Florida, but them bulls were really bucking. So exciting to watch. Got to tell you, Remington Roughstock Friday night, it's going to be just as exciting. Should see some great bulls down there, some great matchups, and, you know, we may see some pretty good bull riders down there as well. I know firsthand we got a couple guys, and we're going to bring on and make a couple announcements here in the next week or so coming up, letting y'all know what's going on. We got some good bull riders that are going to be joining up with Team Making 8, and Team Making 8 looks like it might be setting off in a pretty big way. Now, we got a lot of things that we're working on behind the scenes, trying to get some things lined up. Once we do, y'all better get a grip. I'm telling you, it's going to take off, and when it does, it's going to be a really good thing. I was on the phone today and making some business phone calls. Things are looking pretty good right here from Making 8, so y'all stay tuned. I'm telling you, you the fans are going to be the ones that benefit, because y'all are going to be able to reap the benefits. Ain't going to cost y'all a dime. Y'all can sit back here, hang out with Making 8. You know, get out of these rodeos where we're going to be at, meet up with us, hang out for a little while. It's going to be a good time, and we are definitely looking forward to it. Got a lot of good guys that are working with us, and we're proud to have every one of them on board. Just got off the phone a little bit ago with the guys from Ride Rank Rodeo Apparel and Ride Rank for a Cure. Those guys are going to start doing some work with Making 8, so y'all stay tuned to that. Y'all about to see some great things happening for us, and really you guys are the ones that are going to get the benefits. So, you know, we're real excited about it, think it's going to be a good deal. Y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. We're going to slide back down, play some more bull riding rodeo music, get y'all in the mood now. We're looking to take your calls, get ready to talk some rodeo with you. If y'all want to get on there, let us know what's going on in your area. Shoot, y'all don't even have to talk rodeo. Just sit back, talk on the ranch, you know, sit back on the ranch with us, talk some, talk whatever's on your mind. 646-915-9940. If you do want to talk with us and don't want to just listen in, oh, wait a second. We got our first caller. Let's see if we'll hold off on that break. I think this is the one we've been kind of waiting on. 813, you're back on the ranch.
Hey, Scott, it's Chrissy from Remington Roughstock.
Wow. Well, I know it's been just a little while. How are you, Chrissy?
I'm doing well. And you, Scott?
Oh, we're ready for some good bull riding action. Now, I've heard a lot of good things about Remington Roughstock and what's been going on up there at the Crosstown Arena. Figure we ought to try to get up there and check it out for ourselves. What do you think?
I think that would be great. We've had some awesome crowds and some awesome riders, amateur, PRCA, and SSBR level. I mean, amazing shows on Friday night.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're ready for it. You know, that's a good thing. I know it's been real hot down here in Florida. How are Corey's bulls doing? Have they been bucking real well?
They have been bucking very, very well. The heat doesn't seem to be affecting them at all, if Florida bulls know what it's like to be hot.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I know we're just down in Mica City, and one of the other stock contractors down there actually lost a bull on Saturday from heat exhaustion. But that's all right. You know, as long as they get a little bit of shade, it'll be all good down here in the Sunshine State. We're looking to watch some great rodeo action. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think we're going to have a great time Friday night. We're looking forward to having you guys out there with us.
We're looking to bring all the action to the fans right here live on Making8.com. Now, this is going to be a jam-up little deal. It's only our third time that we're going to be broadcasting a live event, and it'll be the first for Remington Rustock. So this should be a lot of fun. You know, we're going to get down there early, get things set up. Now, Chrissy, what time do the gates open up for these rodeo fans?
Gates open at 6 o'clock. Show starts at 8. $8 admission for adults, $6 for kids, and kids 5 and under are free. And we do it old school style. You can back your trucks right up to the fence, or we have bleacher seating if that's not your cup of tea. So great barbecue stand, all kinds of good events for the kids at intermission. So
yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, we really enjoy getting down there to Remington. And, you know, do you guys still have the exhibition and the junior riders coming out there?
We do. We start our show off with that. We start out with our junior and exhibition riders. Have seen some good up-and-coming young cowboys recently. And then we go into our jackpot round.
Excellent. Now, how many riders are you guys looking to have, and how many do you think will be coming back to the short round?
Anticipation for this Friday is 15 riders, and we usually bring the top 6 back for the short go and find out which 2 or 3 guys are going home with the money in their pocket.
Right on, right on. Well, I got to tell you, it's going to be a good little deal. Now, you and I have been doing some talking, and, of course, we're bringing all the action live to the rodeo fans right here on MakeItEight.com. But we're also talking about maybe just putting myself behind the microphone. What do you think?
I think I would love to co-host with you, Scott. You know, as we spoke before, I get tired of bantering with myself. It would be fun to have someone to talk back and forth with about all the action.
That's right. And maybe I'll be able to help you out with some jokes. No, we're not going to go that route because I'm terrible at telling jokes.
Well, you can't be any worse than I am.
Well, I'll tell you what, we are going to have a jam-up time down there. This is going to be one heck of a good little bull ride, and we're looking to get all the fans out here. Matter of fact, I just talked with a friend of mine who's also doing some work behind the scenes with Making 8. She's our graphics girl, been doing all the graphics on Making8.com. She's bringing her mom and her sister down from Orlando to come down and watch this bull ride Friday night. So, you know, the Making 8 fans are kind of tugging on the boat. You know, they're ready to jump on that bandwagon, head on down there to Brandon, Florida, and watch the jam-up bull ride.
Oh, we love it. The more the merrier. Like I said, it's a good time for the whole family. I mean, we draw people from Pinellas County, Orlando. We have some bull riders that come up from LaBelle. So we draw, you know, from quite a bit of the state. So we're anxious to have more of the Making 8 fans with us on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I just got off the phone today, Chrissy, and it looks like we are going to be heading back on the road here before too long. But I can tell you that anytime we are going to be around, we want to head back out here to Brandon, Florida, and sit back on the ranch. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Do these live broadcasts right there at the Crosstown Arena. You know, it's a great opportunity for y'all, and it's a great opportunity for Making 8 to be able to really sit back and cover these events. You know, there's a lot of talent. I mean, Wagner's down there on a regular basis, who's a Bill Ford Tough Series, bull rider. You know, you've got guys like Rooster. I mean, how could you not like a guy named Rooster down there at, you know, riding bulls? I mean, this guy here just knows how to get it done, and he's a great bull rider. A lot of talent. Occasionally you have the old school cowboy, the veteran, and Brian Corson pop in down there, and he'll jump on. You got a lot of good young up-and-comers that we really like to focus on. I mean, these guys here are really hot, and it's really exciting to watch.
Yeah, I mean, riders of that caliber, all the way down to the amateurs in our exhibition round, you can see it all at Remington Roughstock. 2 Fridays a month, first and third Friday of every month. So I want to encourage everybody to come out and see some great Florida bull riding action.
No doubt. Well, hey, Chrissy, if you don't mind, I think we got a few callers here on the line. 646-915-9940. If you want to sit back on the ranch with us, got some questions or comments, want to talk a little bull riding, a little rodeo, let's see if we can't take this next caller. 727, Pinellas County, you're back on the ranch.
How's it going,
Hello.
Sir? Hello?
Hey, you're with us.
Yes, sir. It's Junior Jones.
Junior Jones, how are you, my friend?
All righty. How are you?
Good. Welcome back on the ranch. Now, we got Chrissy over here with us, and Chrissy, you know, from the announcing side of things, behind the mic down there at the Crosstown Arena. So,
yes,
Chrissy, say hey to Junior.
Hey, Junior. How are you tonight?
All righty, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good.
That's awesome.
Well, Chrissy, tell us a little bit about this guy, Junior. Now, Junior's a local guy down here. Been seeing it on his Facebook. He's excited. Going to be down there. Actually, one of the bull riders down there this weekend. Tell us a little bit about this guy.
Junior has some great up-and-coming talent. He's been riding with us on a pretty regular basis out there at Remington. A young cowboy you definitely need to keep your eye on.
Right on. So, Junior,
I appreciate it.
What do you think, man? I talked to you earlier. You said you're going to be all nervous. You're not nervous, are you?
Not really. It's more of anxious, like, before I get on a bull, you know. It's no nerves. It's just like, you know, but as soon as I get down in the chute, it's like all that goes away. And now that I'm on the phone with y'all, I mean, it's like it's all gone away. So I feel really good now.
Well, I heard Chrissy kind of has a tendency to do that just by talking with her. You kind of get rattled, like being in there in that bucking chute with those bulls, huh?
Yeah, everybody. Leroy, I mean, you know, it's all of them down there, you know, they can get you rattled. But, you know, once you get used to them and everything, I mean, they're just really cool people. I mean, all of
right.
them. You basically, you know, with Leroy and everybody, you kind of got to earn your respect with them. And once you do that and you're around there for a while, I mean, it's just a great environment to be around. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Go ahead, Chrissy.
And for those of you that don't know, Leroy Seaborn is our stock foreman. He's our shoot boss. And he can be a little tough on our cowboys, but he expects the most out of them and the most out of our bulls, just as Junior said.
Yep.
Well, we're going to have to get down there and give him a hard time. You know, last time I saw Leroy, he was actually down there, was on the team challenge with Team Brian Corson with Southern States on the 4th of July weekend, and ended up getting bucked off, man. It was a crying shame, but it was kind of funny to watch. So I'll go down there and give him a hard time this weekend.
Awesome.
We're looking
yeah, Leroy,
to it,
that's why – I'm sorry, Scott.
No, go ahead,
Chrissy. I think that's why Leroy is tough on our cowboys is that he is a bull rider himself. He knows what it takes, and he wants them all to be the best that they can be.
That's it. Yeah. Miss Chrissy, is the guy that walks around that gives out the re-rides, is that Joseph or Joe?
Mike, our judge, does the re-rides.
Oh, that's Mike. Okay, yeah, he's really tough, too. I talked to him after the rodeo – 2 weeks ago, and you know he's always been real hard on me, and you know whenever I got stomped on by MILF Daddy a while
yeah.
back ago, you know he's like you don't even need to be doing this anymore. And then the more I got used to it, you know, just getting my ropes on the bulls before they get run up into the chutes and stuff. I mean, you know, he came up to me and said that he had a lot more respect for me, same as Leroy. So you know, it's just they're really cool people to be around. And you know, I can
yeah.
understand them being tough like that because, you know, the bull riders they looked up to were real tough on them. So it's not a really wear your heart on your sleeve kind of sport. So I can totally understand it.
Yes, and then he's speaking of Mike Santo, one of our judges. He's been affiliated with PRCA and the SSBR and around rodeo his whole life. Another former bull rider trying to push these guys to either put their heart in it or get out of it, because there's no in-between with bull riding.
So
exactly.
Mike Santo is actually a bull rider?
He is a former bull rider. He's one of our judges at Remington Rough Stock and you know, tries to give our cowboys advice.
Right. Well, the guy only stands about, 4'2"? I mean, did he have to get a booster seat to get on that bulls or what?
You and I both know that most bull riders are of smaller stature.
Now, wait a second. You look at guys like Tater Porter or even guys like myself. I mean, we're around 6 foot. We got that average height. Now, we're not talking about the Brian Corsons or the Mike Santos. Yeah, they're both a little on the vertically challenged, we'll call it, the vertically challenged side of things. But I'll tell you what, Mike Santos is a good guy. I look forward to seeing him back out there as well. It'll be a lot of fun. So, Junior, how old are you, man?
I'm 21, and actually this past the past weekend that I rode down there was exactly 1 year that I started riding fully.
Really?
Yeah, my dad, up in North Carolina, my dad rode bulls in the early 80s. My uncle rode bareback, and I wasn't really around. I wasn't around him whenever none of that happened, but I grew up about 32 miles from Jerome Davis, and he was always my hero. And, you know, after the years, you know, knowing that he wasn't the only bull rider, and then now, you know, they're coming out the woodwork like Brian Canner and, you know, Josh Faircloth and just all them great bull riders, you know. And I'm just, you know, down here I'm pretty much named, called the Carolina Kid, because there's not a lot of North Carolina bull riders down here. And it's just amazing. And, you know, I started off pretty late, you know, compared to a bunch of the bull riders, but, you know, I got so much heart and try into it, you know, I'm just, you know, I really think I can make it somewhere in it, so I'm just going to keep on fighting.
You know that Gary Lafue did not start riding bulls until he was, I think he said it was one week or 1 month shy of his 20th birthday. You know, that was when he first started riding bulls, too. And,
I never knew that.
Yep. He was 1970 world champion bull rider, you know, because of it. I mean, the guy's got, you know, so when it comes to starting late, there's no late starts in bull riding. It's a matter of where you are in life, you know, and where you are in your career. But, you know, here's an option for you, man, something to think about. You know, we're getting ready to head out to Graham, Texas, coming up next month, the 8th, 9th, and 10th. We're going to be out there with Gary Lafue, man. He's putting on a bull riding school. Only $500, and slots are filling up fast, man. If you're interested, there'll be a lot of world champions down there to work with, and a lot of knowledge to gain down there for that school.
That is so cool. I mean, I wish, like, heck, I could afford it. You know, I'm just starting college here next week for welding to get my certifications, because I want to be able to move out west so I can ride and not have to worry about getting a job. I want to have some underneath me, and I'm just, everything I do right now is all based on bull riding. I want to be a bull rider whenever I grow up.
Right.
So that's everything I'm doing is like, and you know, riding down there at Remington and, you know, over at River Ranch, and I enter a couple of the SSBRs with permits, and October I'm going to be getting my pro card for it, and I'm just trying to hit all these and, you know, just trying to get better. You know, I want to get on as many bulls as I can, you know.
Right. That's the right attitude to have for sure, man. Well, look, you know, I definitely look forward to meeting up with you down there Friday. Make sure you get over and talk with us now. You know, we'll be back and forth, and hopefully Chrissy don't stick me on the microphone too much out there. You know, I know she likes flirting with all the cowboys. No, I didn't say that out loud, Chrissy, really. Now, we'll you know, if she doesn't stick me behind the microphone, we'll have some time to sit back and talk a little bit with you, and look forward to it, man. I think it'll be a good time. It's going to be a great night down there.
Yes, sir.
All right, Junior. Well, hey, thanks for your call, man. Look forward to talking with you.
Yes, sir. We'll see you this weekend.
All right. We'll see you Friday, Junior.
Yes, ma'am. Bye, Miss Chrissy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Boy, Chrissy, does that make you feel old when they call you Miss?
I was raised with Southern manners as well, and ma'am and sir are a part of my vocabulary as well, but some days I have to scratch my head about it.
I know. You know what? I do the same thing. You know, I got some of these younger bull riders, you know, all looking up to me, and, you know, we're doing some things for them. Of course, you know, like I said, I was just telling Junior, you know, we're getting ready to head out to Graham, Texas, and you might actually know one or two of the bull riders we're taking with us, actually probably about three of them. But, yeah, we got, you know, old Zach Whipple's going to jump on board with us, and we got Ricky Black, and we got his traveling partner, and we're all going to head out there west, you know, which ought to be a really good time. But, you know, these guys are all calling me sir, and I'm like, man, y'all got to quit it. You know, this is about ready to drive me nuts. But, you know, I love those guys. And you know, it's the upbringing, and I'm the same way, you know, of course, you know, when we're out talking with some of those guys, any one of them, you know, well, really anybody, you know, you're always going to call them sir or ma'am. And, you know, it's just, yeah, it's one of those things that you just got to kind of get used to. But I'll tell you what, it does kind of put a damper on it, you know, it makes you think about your age. And, well, I'll tell you what, you know, I'm going to be 23 next month. And, you know, I'm really kidding. You know it as well as I do. I'm kind of getting up there a little bit more than 23.
Well, I you know, I got to take it as they had some good upbringing and a term of respect.
That's right. Well, I tell you what, though, you know, I'm not going to talk about age, but I know you did graduate high school with my cousin, and she is older than me, so.
That's enough, Scott. The lady never
all
reveals
right.
her true age.
That's right. All right, Chrissy. Well, hey, listen, I don't want to hold you up. I don't know what you got planned, but here for this evening. But I got to tell you, we got some great things coming up. I want to talk a little bit of PBR action and some of the things that we've got going on as well. But I want to take a short break before we do that. You going to hang out with us, or are you going to we're going to let you go?
Well, I've got some plans. I've got to head out, but I want to give out the phone number for anybody who wants some more information, and also our new Facebook page.
All right.
The phone number for our Crosstown Arena, Remington Roughstock, if you need some more information or you have any questions, or you're maybe a listening bull rider that wants some more information on entering our event, you can call us at 813-657-4866. And that, if no one answers that phone, just leave a message. Somebody from Remington Roughstock will get back to you, I promise. And we've got a relatively new Facebook page. It's Facebook/TampaBullRiding.com. So check that out. Become a fan, and we are trying to post all the information about upcoming shows and special events and all that good stuff on there. So make sure you check that out as well.
Definitely. Now, y'all do have a website as well, right?
Yes, it's TampaBullRiding.com. We've been having some problems with it lately, but if you just need a map or you need the phone number, again, and some general information, you can definitely check that out as well. Again, www.TampaBullRiding.com.
That's right. And, of course, you guys will all be able to see what goes on down there at the Crosstown Arena this Friday night. Show starts at what time, Chrissy? 8 o'clock, right?
Show starts at 8:30.
8:30, okay.
8:30.
Gates open at 6.
Concession stand will be open with all kinds of good things to eat and drink. So come on out and have a good time with us. Again, events for the kids at intermission, some great bull riding action, exhibition riders, plus two rounds of our regular riders. Just a great, great time.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We look forward to it, Chrissy. And, of course, it's always a pleasure to be around you down there. It's just a great time.
Well, we enjoy having you with us too, Scott. So we're looking forward to having Makin' 8 and a lot of the Makin' 8 crew and fans with us Friday night.
You betcha. All right, darling. Well, I'll tell you what. Have yourself a great night. We'll see you on Friday.
All right. You too, Scott. Thanks a lot.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. There you got it. Rodeo fans. That's it. This Friday night, Brandon, Florida, right down there at the 301 and Crosstown Expressway. Y'all don't want to miss it. Gates open 6 o'clock. Do not be late for that deal. It's going to be a jam-up little bull ride down there on a Friday night. So, you know what? And what better way to spend a Friday night? You know, of course, the Dallas Bulls just right up the road. And, of course, everybody likes to go out there to the bull afterwards. And, you know, they get a little rowdy and they get a little raunchy, you know. But, hey, it's a lot of fun down there. And, you know, they all start things off right there at the Crosstown Expressway and Remington Roughstock, the Crosstown Arena. It's going to be a great little Friday night bull ride. So let's slide on down, take another break. Let's play a little Reckless Kelly and some Rodeo Man.
Must have been born in that right space of time. Just to see, Lord, I ain't got a dime. No worries or troubles, ain't nobody can. He's happy, man, 'cause I'm a rodeo man. Rode all the tough ones, made sons of bitches. I broke some bones, I took 100 stitches. But there ain't nothing to it if you stick to my plan. Be prouder than hell to be a rodeo man. Someday I'll make it to the top of the world. I'll drive a Cadillac, grab all kinds of girls. I'll be the envy of all the top hands. Thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. Polished in my Stetsons on tight. fixing right for that good buckle tonight. Yeah, my muscles are hardened and my face is tight and tan. Tonight they'll be proud I'm a rodeo man. I'm gonna make it to the top of the world. Warm up the Cadillac, won't you call up the girls? Tonight I'll join the very top hand. If thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. If thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to us back on the ranch, talking some rodeo with you. Just got off the line with Chrissy with Remington Rustock, and we also had Junior Jones. Want to thank him for calling into the show. We got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If y'all want to sit back on the ranch with us, got something you want to talk about, make sure you get online and give us a call. We got a few callers on there, but they don't have the one button pushed. Make sure you push the one so we see a little hand come up, tells us you want to talk to us. So 646-915-9940. But we're going to slide on down, take another short break. Rodeo fans, you're listening to us right here on MakingEight.com. We are back on the ranch.
Up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. And truck stop food and Chris LeDoux, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. Say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. On the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain. And even though you're heating slow, everything is getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stick it up. Hang on. We'll be right back.
rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Making8.com.
Oh, that's right. Welcome back, rodeo fans. We're sitting back on the ranch talking a little rodeo with you, breaking things out, getting a little faster with time here. You know, I got to tell you, we're moving things along this year. It's going to be a great little deal. We got a lot of things in store, so y'all get ready. And, you know, you got to get ready. Got to stay tuned to Making8.com. I'm telling you, we got some great things in store. And, of course, you got our good buddy Rob Smets, and I know he's looking forward to getting back on his shows in the morning and having a little morning coffee with y'all, the rodeo fans. But, you know, the thing that was really disappointing to him was the fact that when he was on his shows, it was really hard for you know, for him to get out there, and we didn't get a whole lot of callers on. So, you know, y'all really got to take part in our shows. Get on the line with us. Give us a call. Sit back. Tell us what's going on. You know, just tell us what's going on in your life. You know, we definitely want to hear from you on all of our shows here on Making8.com. This is like an open-end deal. You know, we definitely want to hear from you. But you know what? Speaking of hearing from people, we actually got a caller on the line. So let's see if we can't slide on down and talk with him. 239, you're back on the ranch.
What's going on, Scott? It's Ricky Brack here.
Hey, Ricky Brack. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. I'm out here in the swampland in Naples getting eaten up by skeeters. So that's living life.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, hey, I got to tell you, you know, now Ricky, it hasn't been all that long ago since you and I got to hang out. You was actually just back here Saturday hanging out back on the ranch with us right here on the Making 8 Ranch. And then we went down and watched a pretty good bull ride Saturday night in my act. What do you think?
Yeah, it was definitely fun. I had a good time at your house and whatnot. And, you know, got to meet Brian Corson and hang out with the crew there. And Brian there, he's a joker and everything. He likes to kid around. And that Maca deal. Man, I wish I would have had an entry fee to get into that rodeo. That was some good bucking bulls there watching Vic and Jamie Stock. Haven't seen them in a while bucking, and it was definitely good to watch and got me excited, wanted to ride.
Well, they only had two qualified rides all night, man, so you talk about a jam-up bull ride, them bulls come to buck out there, there's no doubt.
Yeah, definitely that. Their bounty bull, Mikey Bull, I've been on him 3 times and went 6 seconds on him 1 time, and he's definitely gotten... That joker's gotten better at bucking, but I wouldn't mind like to try him again. I know Vic has asked me a couple times to try him and whatnot, but just I'm never up there to be able to.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, you know what? You know, speaking of that, we might just be getting you up here to Maca a little bit more. You know, of course, you're one of the guys that are going to be heading out west with us. We're going to be going out to Texas, hanging out with Gary DeFew, Katie Custer, and a few other big-name guys out there. You know, so we are going to have a jam-up time out there coming up in just a couple weeks, man. It's only a couple weeks away. And then we got some things in store, man. You're going to be heading up to Crosstown Arena this weekend?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, if I can get up there, I'll be shooting up there for sure. I haven't been on the bulls in a little while. I've been kind of broke trying to make up money to get to this Texas deal because I'm so excited. Definitely got excited hearing about Cody Custer showing up there and being behind the streets pulling our ropes and whatnot. And, yeah, it's definitely an exciting deal, and I'm pretty excited to get on some bulls. I think it's been about 3 weeks since I was able to get on a bull, so hopefully I don't embarrass myself too bad up there in Tampa.
Right on. Well, now I don't think you'll embarrass yourself, man, but if you do, you'll be ready. Just be ready for it because I'll be on the microphone, and we'll definitely be sure to give you a hard time about it.
Yeah, yes, sir, yeah. It would
We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have a good time down there Friday night at Crosstown, and you know, we got to talk, Ricky. I didn't even think about it, man. But if you're heading over to Tampa on Friday night, man, you might ought to just want to come on down here Saturday to Mike, back on the ranch with us Friday night, and head on down to that practice on Saturday.
I was definitely thinking about that, and you know, I might be able to go into a practice pen possibly over at that Brian Matthews and. Saturday, so I thought about just go ahead and stay the night at your house, but it depends on if my riding partner's working. I know he's supposed to ride with me into Maca, so I don't know.
All right.
Or whatnot, if you got the room, I'll definitely do my best to come by, sit there back on the ranch with you.
Well, shoot, yeah, man. You know we got the room. You've been up here to the house, so we got plenty of room for you, man. We'll certainly put you up somewhere. It'd be our pleasure to have you down here and looking forward to it, man. Did you go get yourself a helmet yet?
No, sir. I'm going to end up doing that tomorrow, probably. I'm going to go down here and try one on, and I'm probably going to wear it down in Tampa just to see how I like it and everything. You know, give me more of a, I don't care if I get hit in the face or not. So hopefully it'll probably make me more comfortable in riding and getting way out of this front and on their shoulders where I need to be on these bulls. And been working so much. Tomorrow's my day off, so I'll be able to go run over there and get one.
Good deal, man. Good deal, Ricky. Well, I got to tell you, buddy, had a great time with you out here on Saturday, and look forward to Texas, of course, man. We're going to have a great time out there. We're picking up a bullfighter, though, man. I don't know what trouble. You know, this guy's full of shenanigans. That's what he was talking about. Shenanigans and good times heading out there to Texas. So we're going to have a lot of fun heading out that way, man.
Well, definitely. Sounds like it's going to be a packed truck when we're going over there. People will be sitting on each other's laps, you know.
Oh, man, we're going to have more than a truck out there. You can bet on that. You just get ready, buddy. We're going to work a deal. We're going to have something lined up. Shoot, if I got to go out and rent a van, bro, we're going to get out there to Texas in style, man. We're going to be comfortable getting out there, and it's going to be a heck of a good time.
It definitely be exciting to get out there. Ever been out, you know, furthest I've ever been riding bulls, about a little bit past Georgia, and never been over there. Heard the Texas bulls would probably be a little bit different than these Florida Cracker bulls over here. So it'd be definitely interesting and exciting to get over there and experience some new things and get to meet the world champions.
Yeah, that's for sure, man. And there's going to be a few of them there, as well as some good up-and-comers, man. It's going to, you know, like I said, just the amount of knowledge and you know, that everybody's going to be able to share with each other. Dude, man, that's what it's all about right there, is just kind of learning from each other, feeding off each other. And, man, I'll tell you what, I'll look to learn from each one of you guys out there, too, man. It's going to be one heck of a good time. And there's no doubt, man, we're going to get it done and make things happen for y'all. It's going to be a great opportunity, and I'm glad to have you part of it, Ricky, man. I think you got what it takes, and we're going to have fun riding out there together.
Yeah, definitely. I watched some videos on, Gary's videos on his LeFou bullridingworld.com, and the way he teaches is a lot the way I ride, so I think I'm going to be able to handle it pretty well over there, and he can tune me up or whatnot, and we can start covering some bulls and winning some rodeos at these deals and making some money.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. Well, you're definitely due for it then. All right, Ricky, well, hey, listen, buddy, we're going to let you go, man. Appreciate you calling into the show, and look forward to seeing you down there Friday night at the Crosstown Arena.
Yes, sir. I'll sure see you there. All right.
All right, buddy. Take care, man.
Yep.
All right. 646-915-9940. We're winding things down towards the end of the show. Rodeo fans, want to thank everybody for calling in. Of course, there's Ricky Brack, one of the young up-and-comers down here in the state of Florida. Y'all keep your eye on that cowboy. I can guarantee that you will see him later on down the road. There's no doubt about it. And we're proud to have him part of, riding with Team Making 8 a little bit here. And we look forward to seeing him out there Friday at the Crosstown. If you can't make it out there to Brandon, Florida at the Crosstown Arena, you can log on to Making8.com and watch these cowboys for yourself. We're going to have Junior Jones on there. We're going to have Ricky Brack. We're going to have his traveling partner. It's going to be a great time. So y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. We're going to take another short break, wind things down, give y'all an opportunity to get on the horn and give us a call, 646-915-9940. We got to think of a good song here. We're scanning down the list. What's a good bull riding song for us? Come on. Let's see what we got. Oh, man, oh, man. Let's see. Man, I got too many on my list here. I'm going to have to do some upgrading here, change things around. Let's play a little Chris LeDoux. You know, we couldn't finish out the show without a little Chris LeDoux. So let's play some Gold Buckle Dreams by the old LeDoux man himself.
Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you opened with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, Just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. All your money's gone, except the $20 bill. But that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne. And all that's in your favor is you and your tribe, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet.
This is JoJo Sullivan, and check me out on making8.com.
No threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Star truth pain. Big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he comes back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. Then he hits the road, fronting the band, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. But then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're sounding like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild, like a superstar. You're sounding like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild. Like a superstar.
That's right. Welcome back. You're listening to Megan8.com. We are back on the ranch, about ready to wind things down right here, right now. Want to thank y'all for tuning in to tonight's show. Now, I will tell you, get back out to the Megan8.com homepage or go back out to the radio page. Make sure you scroll on down to True Rodeo Cowboy radio show. Make sure you click on it. Get on over. Listen to Jennifer Seward. Now, just getting word that she's got a special deal going on tonight. She was, of course, based out of Nashville, and they were at the Invitational out there this weekend. Had an opportunity to sit down with J.V. Mooney, Ben Jones, Austin Meyer. Y'all are not going to want to miss those interviews now. So get on over there. Check it out. You will not regret it. It's going to be a great little interview deal. It's going to be a great show with True Cowboy Radio. So y'all get on over to the homepage. Click on the radio page, scroll on down, and listen to the True Cowboy radio program coming up in about 4 minutes. So we're going to break on out of here, rodeo fans. Want to thank you all for tuning in. We will be back on the ranch next week. Going to do a recap of our live video broadcast. Going to be taking your calls. If y'all have suggestions or have comments about the show, feel free to get on the horn. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. Y'all get ready. Get a grip. Until then, we'll see ya.
I got bucked off and stalled. All the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going my friend, this sunny leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride, and Pandora's box lost the fight for Tater Porter. That bullkid rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally wrote blueberry wine. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Ledford the party again. And Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got Sonny Ledford playing the after party tonight.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.